This story is called The Trolley. When Alexander von Zemlinsky, his gifted student, Alma Schindler, switched her affections from him to Gustav Mahler, he, my great uncle Alexander, interiorized his pain and long carried it buried within him. Matters were made worse by Alma's bad-mouthing him to her friends. All too often, she referred to him as an ugly, chinless, unwashed gnome, and it got back to him. Those unkind words of Alma accompanied Zemlinsky all of his life. Everywhere he went, people called him an ugly dwarf behind his back. Even his dear friend and brother-in-law, Arnold Schönberg, when he was irritated with him, for some reason, referred to him as the Gartenzwerg, in plain English, twerp. As a child, I heard similar references to Uncle Alex from the mouth of my mother, who normally was not given to using language like that about people. Uncle Alex never recovered from Alma's rejection and the insults, and behaved like a beaten man for the rest of his life. Again and again in his operas and Lieder, ugly dwarves are paired with beautiful princesses, and there is much deception and unhappiness in love. I'm convinced that his frequent recourse to these themes reflects, at least in part, the wounds that had been inflicted by the evil tongue of Alma Mahler, née Schindler. To make matters worse, success did not come to Zemlinsky as a composer during his lifetime, and it is only now, 60 years after his death, that his achievements are being recognized. There's a little story going back to the days of Zemlinsky's deepest despair. It originated with former Schönberg student Olga Novakovic and subsequently made the rounds of Vienna's music circles. One day, Olga got on a trolley in Vienna, and so the story goes, took a seat in the rear of the car and began to read in a book. Suddenly, her attention was arrested by someone whistling a tune several rows in front of her. Since Olga was a musician, she listened to the whistler with curiosity, and gradually the curiosity turned to interest. The tune didn't sound at all like a popular one. On the contrary, while quite lovely, it was at the same time complicated in a pleasing way and, in fact, ingenious. In other words, it clearly belonged to the realm of serious music. Olga looked around to see who this talented whistler was and spied him sitting up front. Somehow, from behind, the man's head looked familiar. So, driven by curiosity, she got up and approached him. Now standing beside him, she recognized Alexander von Zemlinsky, who left off with his music making. "Grüß Gott, Herr Alex," she greeted him. "My, but you're in a happy mood today. And what is that lovely melody you're whistling?" "Oh, that's an aria from one of my operas," my great uncle Alex answered. "No one performs my music anymore anyway, so I'm whistling it. Ich pfeife sie auf dem letzten Loch, sozusagen. A last gasp, so to speak. But of course, if you liked it," he added, "then I really didn't whistle it in vain."